If you want to go bet on yourself, that is your prerogative. More power to you. Just pick one of these options. Let's go.
That's where I'm at now.
Like, let's go.
Well, just looking at the guys, and they were the great spirits. Steph, GP2, Jimmy, Draymond, Pods, the whole, everybody, Guy Santos, got to catch up with him.
Yee.
Moody's good. And the players realize what's going on. And they know it's time to play ball.
Yeah.
And so now, here's where I'm at. With everything you just laid out, I don't care what option he takes, Kuminga. I hope he does whatever's best for him. But now it's time to play ball. And practice starts today, right? And now Al Horford and Melton, they can't practice until we figure out this JK situation. They couldn't even partake in media day because of the JK situation. And they understand the business, and nobody's blaming JK. And I love what Steph said yesterday. He said, look, we can't wait. I've talked to JK, and when he speaks, we'll get it from him, not anybody else. But he's going to be a professional when he does get here. And it's time to play ball because they feel like, whether fans feel like it or not, they feel like they had an opportunity to second round against Minnesota if Steph was healthy to advance to the Western Conference Finals. They thought they could. They thought they were there. And they feel like they could build off of that. Buddy Hill, great spirits. Man, I've been working on my dream. Buddy Hill's telling all of us, like, yo, this is the best offseason I've ever had. And I feel great. So let's get this situation settled and let's play basketball. That's where I'm at, too. Because once it starts interfering with the players on the court and the team, that's where things can go awry. But right now, the vibes are good. Vibes are not bad yet. And you know what I'm saying? The vibes are really good.
Yeah, vibes are good.
Vibes are
other
good.
Other than the fact that everyone feels
it. But they're professionals. They've handled situations like this before. You got Steph. You can't underestimate the situations they've been put in over the years. We had Kevin Durant here. It is go time. I agree. It is go time now.
And Bonte, they understand as well as anyone, like, stuff that carries over from the offseason or training camp that's negative absolutely has an effect early on. And potentially, if you set the tone that way the entire season, it's not the like-for-like the same thing. But whether it was the Kevin Durant saga and that whole year where they're just asking him constantly about your future with the Warriors, or whether it was the punch, right? I hate to go Hawaiian, bringing up the punch. Like, stuff, like bad negative energy like that, and we have all negative energy in our life. We try to stay away from stuff like that. It could have a negative effect and set the tone for a season. That is what you don't want. Last year for the Niners, that's what I look at. That's what you don't want. The drama of this stuff bleeding. Trent, Ayuk, that's what can't happen. I thought it was telling what Steph said yesterday. I want to play the soundbite on how he feels about the JK situation overall and separating the business from the basketball.
You know, once Kuminga gets here, you expect him to be kind of locked in. But this has obviously already been a big offseason distraction. There's almost an inevitability it's going to bleed into once he gets back. How concerned are you just about the overall distraction of the situation?
I don't frame it like that. I think he's going to get asked questions. To your point, you're asking questions. Everybody's going to ask questions about it. But what happens when I leave this microphone and we go in the locker room and us players talk, like, that's going to be the make or break of how we kind of move into the year with the right frame of mind. So the good news is you've been around long enough. Me, Draymond, Jimmy, we've all been around long enough to know how to separate the business of it to the basketball of it. And those are two totally different areas. So our job is to focus on the basketball part and not let it become something that, you know, gets in the way of how we approach every day.
And that was Steph yesterday at
Can I interject?
Media Day. Please.
I think this is one of the biggest misnomers on the planet, is this whole, like, the professionalism, we separate everything. No, they try to. I think they try to. Some do it better than others. But as history has taught me many, 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 many times, it's very difficult for anyone to just completely not think about how your contract would affect my contract. I could just write down, and this is just the Warriors and just some others. Jerry Rice was frustrated they weren't going to give him a deal, and they told him 8 games to go, his final season with the Niners. Chris Paul, Klay Thompson, KD, Draymond, Poole, Wiggins, Pablo Sandoval, Deebo Samuel.
Richard Sherman.
Charvarius Ward came out last year and said, it was difficult for me to fire myself up knowing that other guys who were holding out weren't at training camp and I was in the final year of my deal. Now, I'm not saying that they can't separate it, but I think one of the biggest misnomers is that, there's nothing to see here. Well, I have so much data that tells me, man, these things, they do affect all these guys to varying degrees.
Well, Steph mentioned it. It can affect everything, but we got to make sure that it doesn't affect
That's anything. The line.
And that's what he said, basically. He's like, and we got to be professional, get our heads. So as a leader, he knows that, hey, let's get this guy in the locker room. Let's work this out. And we understand the business side. We can't do anything about that. But can we play ball? Once we tip it up, can we be Warriors and go out there and win basketball games? And that's, you know, a lot of that is going to be on J.K., right? J.K.'s got to be the pro. Whether he, you know, wants to sacrifice a QO, the qualifying offer, or take 2 years with the team, whatever it is, ultimately it's going to come down to J.K. and what his temperament is. Is he going to be happy with this role? What happened? Because it's going to happen. Like, Steve Kerr is not guaranteed to start Jonathan Kuminga. We're going to start Horford, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler. So will Kuminga be happy about that? And then you get to the point of finishing games. There may be an opportunity to finish games, but will J.K. see a consistent 25 to 30 minutes a game? And if he doesn't, how will he respond to that? Yeah. We'll go a long way towards telling whether or not he can maintain his professionalism and help the team win basketball games.
Let's,
and he's got to check. People's got to sacrifice, man. Well, that's what it is.
Let's blow through this real quickly, because like I'm looking at this team right now, and there's a few unknowns in terms of like health and how much I can rely on them. Steph, Jimmy, Dre, you said Horford. I'll throw Pods in there. Those are five guys that are going to play a lot of minutes.
Yep.
I'm not going to say start or finish, just a lot of minutes. Buddy's going to play a lot of minutes.
Buddy, it depends on the game. We saw games last year where he played 13 minutes and some games he played 30, depending on how he's shooting, how he's moving, and how he's defending. That's what Steve Kerr does. He kind of feels Moses Moody. One game he may see 30 minutes, the other game he may see 13, depending on how he's playing. Steve Kerr always – we've watched Steve Kerr for over a decade.
I know, but I just so – the GP2 buddy combo, for example, to me, always gets more minutes than we assume.
Yeah. But then there's games also where GP2 may not have it.
Well, he gets hurt a lot.
But he may not have it in a certain game. And he may get 12 minutes, and in some games, he's rolling. He's defending at a high level. He's hitting the corner three. All of a sudden, he's getting 24 minutes. So the only guys who are guaranteed big minutes, in my opinion,
are those five.
Is Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy. Now, Pods will probably see 24 to 25 minutes, and maybe even 30 because probably of his ball handling and his facilitating at times. But if he doesn't have his shot rolling, there's De'Anthony Melton.
Yep.
Where's De'Anthony Melton going to be at?
Well, that's the other guy.
Where's his health at?
Where's Quentin Post at in terms of their trust on him?
TJD looks a lot leaner. Right? Is he going to play a lot of minutes, depending on the game?
So I guess like I get back to Kuminga and I ask myself, like, I'm looking at, okay, I'll put Pods in the big five, if you will. Steph, Jimmy, Dre, Horford, Pods. Buddy, Moody, GP2, Melton, Quentin Post, TJD, Kuminga. It's crowded.
Exactly, it is crowded.
I mean, I think I know where this is going, but if
Kuminga just says, you know what, I'm going to be cool with my role for this season, and I think he's a good kid. I want to put this out there. The guy's a good kid. He's a good kid.
Who's
he's
smarter.
Social media attacks him all the time. And I think people on there attack him too. And
that's not fair
to talk about him and his IQ. The guy's a good kid. I like Jake.
What would
I really
you like his
him.
Role to be, well, guys? I'm going to ask you.
Well,
both.
He's a wing defender, 6'8", and this is something that the league is looking for. 6'8", 230, 240, who could defend at the point of attack and could create their old basket when the offense breaks down. Now, will he have those opportunities offensively? I don't know. But if he defends his ass off, the Lucas, the LeBrons, the Anthony Edwards, he will play a lot of minutes because they need a legit perimeter defender. There's a void with Andrew Wiggins being in Miami.
The reason why everyone's skeptical on this Warriors team is just one word and one word only. It's age. It's age. And you have a guy that is young in Jonathan Kuminga. So like when you separate all these things and say it out loud, it's actually pretty insane if you can't find minutes for this guy, given the age of this roster. Al Horford doesn't play back-to-backs.
Okay.
So he's not going to play.
He doesn't play the five.
Well, no, I'm saying that. I'm saying the minute allocation. So I don't even forget the position, whatever. Positionless basketball, it's just a popular word and phrase that we talk about today. Just the minute allocation. If you can't find 20-plus minutes for this guy with this age and this roster,
it's tough, though.
I don't want to.
It's difficult.
I'm sorry.
But Joe, he's going to play GP2. Look, guys.
I'm not saying it's easy, guys, but Steve Kerr's got to figure out a way to do it. Like, he just has to.
You cannot be the best version of this team. Where? Is he the first guy off the bench?
He should be.
Should be, right?
Should be.
He could or should be, I think. Like, this is going to be the ultimate test for Steve Kerr. We talked about it last year, and I'm not saying it was easy, but the fact that you got Jimmy Butler when Kuminga's injured kind of made it easy for Steve, where it's just like, okay, I'm going to ride the hot hand, and no one's going to get mad at him, no one's going to do anything, until it reared its ugly head in the playoffs, Bonte, when you had to go to Jonathan
Kuminga.
Well,
they don't have a power forward on the roster right now outside of Draymond. Even though I know he's best at a small ball five, there are a lot of bigs. Aaron Gordon, you know, you saw it in the playoffs. I know that the Warriors think that they would have beaten Minnesota. I'm more skeptical. I think it would have been a good series. I don't know. Like,
I think
Randall
it's a long series.
Had his way.
Yep. Yeah, Randall had his way. It would have been a long series.
There are power forwards, bigs just in general, that have given them fits. And I feel like there are a lot of Twin Tower situations
we're
a little sleeping on. And I worry about the four.
Well, and this is the bottom line. Whether we love J.K. or not, you could be on one side saying J.K. can't play, we don't like him, move him to somewhere so we could go get, score his points on a losing team. I hear that a lot. I think the guy has a lot of talent. But sometimes you just may not fit on a team. You see it in football all the time, right? You just may not be able to play in that system. There are certain running backs who can run his own scheme, and there are certain running backs who can't
Bryce
run his own
Huff
scheme.
Didn't fit the 3-4 for Vic Fangio.
There you
go. I think he fits the 4-3.
There you go.
Wide nine that they're doing with Robert Saleh.
There you go. J.K. may not fit this system. And should Steve Kerr, like, think about it. Steph Curry's still the top dog.
Yep.
Are you changing your system for J.K. when you have Stephen Curry?
No.
No disrespect to Jonathan Kuminga.
No.
I got Steph. It's the franchise. This thing revolves around Steph. So it just may not be a great fit. So you have to get in where you fit in. And for Jonathan Kuminga to get in where he fit in, he's got to rebound a little more. He's got to defend at the point of attack, which I think he does really, really well. I think that's actually an underrated skill of his. And then just play off these guys. Use Steph's gravity to get some easy baskets. Cut to the lane a little bit more.
I think it's the combinations when he comes in are extremely important. And when you start with Dre, right, it just
– when.
I don't know, man.
The spacing, it's the spacing.
Yeah, it's the spacing.
Because
I know,
if you play with Jimmy, Draymond, and J.K., which one of those guys are going to hit perimeter shots? Jimmy loves to operate in the elbow, the mid post.
Horford's going to be in that corner.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's going to be waiting in the corner.
So where's J.K. going to be?
I don't.
You know, where's he going to roam? Do you want him on a 3-point line? They don't really want him on a 3-point line. So
this is why Pods is going to play a lot.
He may not just be a good fit. So you have to find the right combination with J.K. and 5 minutes there for him. But Steve Kerr is coaching to win. He's coaching to win, and if you're not one of the big dogs, you're not going to get guaranteed 30 minutes. It is what it is. That's what we watched Steve Kerr for over a decade.
Do you think he's going to give it, you know, he said back in May, and again, Shask and I got into this the other week, that he's not holding Steve Kerr to his comments back in May.
No.
But Steve Kerr did say on our airwaves with Willard and Dibbs, he's going to give it some time, the combination of J.K., Steph, and Jimmy. He's going to let that, like, find itself out. He's going to have, he's going to have time that he didn't have last year because of the situation that they were in, clinging to a 10th seed. They had no room to experiment. He's saying he's going to give it some time to start off this season. Not that are you holding him to that, Bonte? That's not what I'm asking you. But do you think he's going to give that some ample time to start off this season, that combination
that,
there?
That will get some runway. There's no doubt. But then if they come out and they're down 15-4, and you got to call that first time out, they're down 14-3. What are you going to do? Stick with the same old
script? No, you're aborting. Exactly.
You're aborting mission.
Yeah, you're 100%.
Steve Kerr does this. He's done it in finals games. He's done it in conference finals games. It's not working. We got to change this up. I can't continue to just roll this out and, oh, man, we're playing uphill again. Bully always says it. It's a first quarter league. You get behind in that first quarter, now you're playing uphill. And you have an older team now, though.
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
It's not like you're in your prime.
The margins are so thin. Each game matters so much. The difference between being the 9 or 10 seed and the 4 seed was a handful of moments in the season. A handful. Think about that.
And I have I don't know how to handicap the West like right now. You have your top dogs, obviously, OKC, and I think Denver are the top two that I'm looking at. That Fred VanVleet injury is huge for Houston. I know they still got Kevin Durant. They got some pieces.
As a leader, too.
He's a leader on there. He was a dog against the Warriors last year.
Can KD stay healthy?
Exactly. So, like, I'm not automatically shoehorning them in as, you know, the top three, top four. Now, they could be on talent alone. Absolutely. What do the Mavericks look like? I mean, Cooper Flagg, people are already saying he's a top 50 player in ESPN's top 100. Like, I don't know. Like, he could be really good. You don't know.
Did you see where he was?
Where?
Ryder Cup.
What?
Ryder Cup.
Yeah,
right?
he was fist bumping Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, was Ryder he really?
Yeah, yeah. Triple Flag was up there. Melo was it? Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
What was it called?
Bethpage Black.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were calling it Bethpage Pink because it was had no teeth.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, who had teeth? The caddy for Bryson DeChambeau going at Tommy Fleetwood. How about that one?
The fan behavior was out of control.
Wow. It's just they're product of their environment. I mean, when the players are shoving each other,
Our fellow Americans.
Do you guys want to hear what Draymond thinks about all this JK stuff? How about that? What a transition. Hey, Draymond.
I wonder what Draymond thinks. Is this a podcast or media day?
No, he did have some good thoughts with our own Whitley Sandretto, by the way, on podcasts that need to stop and podcasts that need to start.
He was right.
He was right. He said LeBron needs to take a playoff when it comes to the podcast game. You don't mean that, Draymond. Here's what he had to say about the JK situation yesterday, media day.
As far as like it being a distraction, I don't expect this to go on too much longer. But like you have injuries during the season. You must go on with the guys that you have. You know, you have different situations. People have kids. People do this thing. That thing happens. Family members get sick. You get sick. Like just different things happen throughout the season and you must go on. It's no different right now.
And here's more from Draymond. I'll let you guys respond on whether or not Kuminga wants to be in Golden State, and this is what JK told Draymond.
Draymond, you obviously know Jonathan. You talked to him. Do you think he still wants to be here?
I think anyone should want to be in the franchise that they started in. And so do I think he still wants to be here? I do think he still wants to be here. And he said that to me, that he still wants to be here. When you're still with the franchise that drafted you, I don't care what has happened. You don't just throw that in the middle of a ring and say, hey, somebody else go take it, because you never get it back. Once you move on to the next franchise, I'm thankful. I'm going into year 14 with the same. I've never had to experience that, but I've seen people go through it. It's never the same. And I know this business. It will never be the same. So I think I know he still wants to be here. I think anyone should still want to be with the franchise that drafted them if you can, because once you leave that place, it's just different.
I know this is not about JK, but when I hear Draymond, I just year 14.
Oh my God.
It's
incredible.
My suggestion has been, I think he's the perfect guy to come off the bench for this team. And I think that would change a lot of stuff in terms of how they start games floor spacing wise. I mean, he's a de facto point guard on this team as is. And I think he's best utilized in a super Iggy style role where he's the first or second guy off that bench, depending on who gets subbed in when. And he's closing all the games for you. And we know that like he's best suited as your small ball five to close games. Like in most scenarios.
And he's dealing with the most stressful minutes.
If they try that, I would be so happy, because I think it's the best for his body too.
Well, it may be the best for the team. If you want to maximize JK, and Draymond says, you know what, I'm not going to start. JK needs to start. But then you're also giving up something. We underestimate his defensive IQ. There's no doubt about that.
Ball movement.
Ball movement, getting the ball to Stephen. You know, Eddie Johnson.
Eddie.
Talk about you guys. Yep. At the NBA broadcast meetings, Eddie Johnson, we're eating breakfast. And he said, there's something that Draymond does that a lot of people don't appreciate. And maybe I didn't appreciate it. He's like, passing to a shooter. He goes, when we're coming off curls and we're coming off screens, and if that pass is low and I got to bend over, well, it messes up my timing, it messes up my rhythm.
Pass.
And so what he does very well is he gets that ball right there, and it's boom, catch and shoot. Clay, Steph, whoever it is, he does that very well. So you're going to lose that element if you do that, and Steph loves playing with Draymond. That two-man game works. It works.
But when you were, just real quick, when you had Pods not shooting well, Draymond not shooting at all, and Jimmy, you had the three non-shooters. So really, I'm looking at the start of games, and I think it's imperative that they get off to good rhythmic starts offensively.
I agree, but
fuels their defense.
You know what I think, though? We're not talking enough about the potential leaps some of these guys can make.
Who?
Because we're so caught up in the Kuminga saga, right? What if Pods just gets better in year three than year two? And he had a great run up into the playoffs. Great finish to the season.
Until the playoffs.
After the injuries. And it was his first playoff run.
Yeah.
So it's to be expected. You may get a little overwhelmed.
We don't talk enough about that. Him and Moody had an extent. Moody never had that many minutes before.
And Moody
ended so bad.
And Moody had the injury with the hand. And he was shooting 40% at one point. Those guys are going to get better as shooters. We're not factoring that in. If they're getting wide open threes, maybe they're hitting them at a higher clip this season. I've always advocated, and people call me crazy, for Draymond to shoot more threes because he's getting wide open threes.
He has
to. And when I watch him in warm-ups, he's nailing them. And the form ain't that bad. It ain't that bad. I've seen worse shooting forms. If Draymond said, you know what, I'm going to chuck up six threes, he makes three of those. That's 50%. You know, he takes seven and makes three. I'm taking that percentage. Yep. All day long, I'll take three out of seven. Now, I got nine from Draymond, and you're probably going to get a couple layups. So we got to factor in, too, that some of these guys will get better shooting-wise and benefit off of that spacing with Steph. It's now year three for Pods. It's now year five for Moody. Jimmy's going to now be acclimated here. So to your point about Draymond, time flies. So your point about Draymond coming off the bench, I hear what you're saying. I do. I understand what you're saying. But also, you get your best Steph when Draymond's on the floor.
Correct.
There's no doubt.
And you got to maximize your franchise player.
Yes, but you're also paying Jimmy a lot of money, and like the spacing and the start of games. You also have to play defense too. So, like, I don't think there's any easy answers. I look at this roster right now, and I think there's a lot of questions.
And I'm very curious to see how Jimmy looks in a full season, especially to start this season. It's one thing when you're missing a good chunk of it in Miami. You play a little bit, get suspended. Your team suspends you, and then you go to the Warriors team. Well, you've had a lot of rest basically leading up to that point, and the wear and tear wasn't as hard as it was for guys like Steph and Draymond that started off the season. Again, I keep going back to age with this team, and how they're going to allocate these minutes is going to be fascinating, which is why I keep coming back to Jonathan Kuminga. Well, you need some young legs, Bonte.
But you know what? If he comes here, and JK, I think, understands that, there's going to be games where they just don't have it, right? There's going to be games where they look their age. Then there's going to be games they win with their IQ, and they're cooking dudes, and they're beating young teams because they understand the game and they think the game through. But there may be games where, you know, Jimmy doesn't play and Draymond doesn't play, and there's back-to-backs. You got, what was it, like five back-to-backs in the first 17 games, I believe?
15 total. Like
15 total. So some of those back-to-backs, you're not going to play some of these guys.
Well, Al Horford doesn't play. As we know, he's going to be signing with the Warriors
There will be opportunities for Jonathan Kuminga to get his money and get paid on this roster.